Hey, we are so glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio on this Friday night. We are having a wonderful conversation with Bob Ryan. Of course, I just said that he is one of America's most respected sports reporters, writers, and columnists. Of course, just released his new book, Scribe, My Life in Sports. And let's make that transition right now. Let's shine the spotlight on that. And of course, it has already been, you know, Bob, it's been a really big week in the NBA with all the season openers. I love that so much of your book in many ways was focused on your time covering the Celtics. How does this book, because you've written many in the past, how does it separate or differentiate itself from other ones that you've done?
Yeah, because I kind of knew the subject matter intimately. And, you know, it is an autobiography book. And it was very different, of course, because, number one, the logistics were far different, which made it easy. And I would almost go so far as to say enjoyable to write. That's not something that most writers will ever tell you that they enjoy the process.
Uh-huh.
But in contrast to the first 11 books I wrote, which were all written as a full-time employee of the Globe, which meant that they were written on nights, weekends, holidays, and vacations, working around your full-time work schedule, and therefore serving as a giant term paper hanging over your head every day until it's concluded, therefore being, by definition, a miserable experience. I totally related to whoever it is that famously said, "I don't like writing, I like having written." And I would tell you that's the feeling I had for most of the other 11 books. This one, however, in retirement, meant I could have a schedule. I actually was able to emulate my writing heroes, Updike, Roth, etc., by actually having a schedule. You get out of, you're up in the morning, you have breakfast, you write till noon, you have a little lunch, right in the afternoon, you have dinner, and you relax. And then I only wrote a couple of weekends. I had a four-day-a-week writing schedule. I had a fifth day, which I called Make Money Monday, when I tried to consolidate ESPN with local Comcast TV, bring in a little income, get a little break. That worked out very well. And the book was written over about a five-month period, April through August of 2013. And I actually did something I had never done before, which very few writers do. I made deadlines. And it was a September 1 deadline, and I actually wanted it myself as well because I was going on vacation. I did not want to have it hanging over my head. I wanted to have a clear mind, and that served as an extra incentive. So the process was very different.
Hey, Bob Ryan is with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I thought it was interesting, too. You were born in Trenton, New Jersey, but when you arrived at the Boston Globe, and obviously you were a huge 76ers fan, but when you arrived at the Globe, I mean, your first job was an assignment was covering the Celtics. Just, what was that experience like making that crossover and transition? And talk to us about as far as media accessibility, because it was much different back then.
I had already made that fan transition because when I came to Boston, I was still primarily and always was a college fan first and an NBA fan second. And I certainly went to Celtic games because of the obvious presence of the great Bill Russell and those Celtics. And as having a lot of basketball-minded friends, we would go to selected games, and I probably went to 3 or 4 or 5 a year. While rooting for Philadelphia, when Philadelphia won in 1967, I enjoyed it immensely. First time I ever had empathy for the Celtics was the 1969 playoffs. And little did I know that during the 1969 playoffs, 5 months later, I'd be covering opening night. That was a development that was utterly and completely unforeseen. So I had made that shift in allegiance, if you will, away from Philadelphia into sort of a benevolent neutrality. But once I started covering the team and you're close to these people, we'll get to the media thing now, access now, it's impossible for me as a fan of a fan first and a writer second, which is always what I've been, is to not to transfer and have some empathy for them and want them to win, which I don't think is a bad thing. And I don't think as long as you know how to write and handle the situation, it's a problem at all. And I think it helps your reader when you care. So anyway, the difference is so vastly different that I might as well be talking about something that Jules Verne wrote, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, as opposed to NBA life today. I was the only person who was going to practice for most of the time and for about a three-year period because the other paper guy didn't have the time to do it and there were no TV or radio daily coverage, and that was it. I had unfettered access. I would go to practice an hour before it started, sit around, just shoot the breeze with guys, got to know them as people and vice versa so that I earned their trust. I knew what was reportable and not reportable. I knew what I heard was possible to use 6 weeks down the road, but not today for various reasons. I had a good relationship with the coach, Tom Heinsohn. I then watched all practice, which is impossible today. No
Wow.
one has open practice. I knew all the plays. By the third year, I knew all the plays. I literally didn't know all the plays. I used to watch games, and when they call a play, I know who could defend it and not defend it. I learned who could play defense in this league by knowing the fact that I knew the plays. Now, after practice, I may very well go to... Then I pull out my notebook get my story. Might go to lunch with somebody, go back and write. When you travel with them, we traveled with them. We traveled, you met them at the airport, you had sat around the gate, got on the plane, you got the bus from the hotel. The next day at the game, you took the team bus to the arena. And here's the part that will freak out modern writers and always does. There were times, due to the logistics of circumstances, of when they would hold the bus for us so we could write our stories before we all left.
Wow.
Now, that's not likely to ever be seen again, but that's the way it was. We went into renting cars, and we went with them, and that was that. And some cities, you can walk to the arena. In other cities, you need the bus. Cleveland, out there in Richfield Coliseum, 15 miles from downtown, you need the bus, and they held the bus. Fact. Truth. That's the way it was. One more thing that freaks out modern writers. We had two papers, the morning and the evening. And in the early days, the first year I covered the team, we did not travel at all, except for the All-Star game, and they didn't make the postseason. And that's the way it was in Boston. I listened to the games either on radio or watched on TV, but I had to, and I could write the game story that way. But we had to get a story for the evening paper. And in order to get a story for the evening paper, you do need to talk to somebody. You need some quotes. How did I get the quotes? Well, Tom Heinsohn called me after every home, after every road game, just like the high school coach would call back to the weekly town paper. That's the gospel truth.
It has absolutely changed. Legendary sports writer Bob Ryan has been with us tonight on the Stewart Cadillac guest line. Stewart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. And there's so much more I want to get into in terms of the perception of the NBA, the league in the 70s. And we definitely will have an open invitation. We'd love to have you back. Thank you so much, Bob, and congratulations on your book.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Okay, the Big E Sports Show rolls on right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, here in just a moment.